Our gospel reading today is actually part of a collection of teachings that Jesus gave to his disciples as he prepared them for their mission. He wanted them to understand both the challenges they would face and the strength that they would receive from God. If you note, in the first part of the gospel reading, Jesus tells his disciples that their mission will not be easy. They will face opposition, misunderstandings, rejection, and even persecution. For following Christ would require courage and perseverance. But Jesus does not leave them discouraged. In the second part of the gospel reading, he offers words of comfort and reassurance. Do not be afraid. He reminds them that God cares even for the smallest sparrow, and that every hair of their heads is counted. So if God watches over the sparrows, how much more does he care for his children? Since today is Father's Day, I would like to reflect on this gospel in the light of the mission of fatherhood. Like the mission of the disciples, the vocation of being a father is filled with both joys and challenges. Fathers experience moments of pride and happiness, but they also carry responsibilities, worries, sacrifices, and sometimes failures. Raising children in today's world can be overwhelming. Fathers are expected to provide, protect, guide, support, and be present emotionally and spiritually. At times, these expectations can feel heavy. But as Christian fathers, we are called to reflect something of the love of God, the Father. God's fatherhood is revealed most fully in Jesus Christ. It is a love that is patient, forgiving, compassionate, and faithful. It is the kind of love we see in the father of the prodigal son. Remember that story. Who welcomes his child home with open arms. It is a love that does not give up even when relationships become difficult. When we fathers look at this calling, we may feel inadequate. Most of us fathers know our own weaknesses. We know the moments when we have been impatient, distracted, or absent. We know the times we wish we had said more, listened better, or made wiser decisions. Yet the words of Jesus speak directly to every father today. Do not be afraid. God does not expect perfection. He asks for faithfulness. His grace fills in the gaps where our human efforts fall short. Even when we fathers make mistakes, God's mercy remains at work. He strengthens us, teaches us, and helps us grow into the people he calls us to be. In fact, God has already given us fathers many of the gifts we need for the adventure of fatherhood. I have here a beautiful illustration of this, which comes from the writer Emma Brombeek. And this is the illustration. She imagines God creating fathers. As God made a father tall, an angel questioned God, saying, Why make father so tall when children are so small? And God replied, because children need someone to look up to. When God made father's hands large and strong, the angel wondered again how such hands could handle the delicate task of caring for children. And God answered the angel, they are large enough to carry everything a child brings home at the end of the day, yet gentle enough to hold the child's face with love. And then, when God gave father's broad shoulders, the angel asked again, why? And God replied, a father needs strong shoulders to carry burdens, to support his family, to hold the sleepy child on the journey home. Then God gave fathers a strong voice, watchful eyes, and finally, almost as an afterthought, tears. And the angel was surprised, but God simply said, now he can love as deeply as a mother. Now, the point of the illustration is not that fathers and mothers are the same, but that God has designed each with unique gifts that help a family flourish. Fathers may express love differently, but their love is essential. Children need fathers who show up, who listen, who encourage, who discipline with love, and to point them toward God. In today's world, one of the greatest gifts a father can offer is not perfection, but presence. Children may not remember every lesson their father taught, but they will remember whether their fathers were there for them at the dinner table, at school events, during difficult conversations, and in moments of celebration and disappointment. They will remember a father who prays with his family, who asks forgiveness when he is wrong, who works hard, and who treats others with kindness, teaches powerful lessons that no textbook can provide. So I would like to conclude this reflection with this prayer, adapted from a well-known prayer for parents. Heavenly Father, make us better parents. Teach us to understand our children, to listen patiently to them, and to answer them with kindness. Help us to correct without humiliating, to guide without controlling, and to love without conditions. Give us wisdom when we make decisions, patience when we are tired, and humility when we make mistakes. Help us to be examples of honesty, faith, compassion, and integrity. May our children see in us something of your love. Bless all fathers today with strength, courage, and joy in their vocation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.